has contributed. The coolest inventions from each state. Now, obviously, I'm not going to go through all 50 states. Or what was it, 56 states, as Obama said in one of the campaign things? Oh, 56
He's
states.
Been campaigning in all of them, if you recall.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, so what I want you to do is throw out a state, and I'll tell you what great invention came from. I know you're going to ask about Wisconsin, so should we do that first or wait till it lasts?
Yeah, do Wisconsin first, sure.
Wisconsin gave us the blender.
Woohoo!
Yeah, you would think the beer tap, of course, but no.
Well, beer was invented in Germany a long time ago.
Well, yes, but it's the Wisconsinites that perfected it, isn't it?
Yeah. Mm.
All right, another state. Give me a state. Give me a state.
North Dakota.
North Dakota. Oh, my goodness. North Dakota comes in on page this or whatever. North Dakota brings us bubble bath.
Bubble bath.
Bubble bath from North Dakota. Sure.
All right. Sure. How about Rhode Island?
Rhode Island. Rhode Island is down here. Rhode Island, the diner. The first one opened in Providence, Rhode Island in 1872.
Okay.
Nice. Right,
how about some of my states? Let's see. Right. I've lived in New York. What
New
has
York.
New York contributed?
New York gives us the mugging. No. New York says the credit card. The credit card was invented
Diners
in.
Diners Club, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay, how about Connecticut?
Connecticut, or as we say in my town, Connecticut. Very important, the wiffle ball.
And they still make them there,
mm-hmm,
I think, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. All right, let's see here. Florida. Oh, there's a big one. Suntan lotion. lived in Montana for a while. So what did Montana give to us? Ooh, heart monitors.
Okay.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Interesting.
All right, now I'm going to switch. What state do you think gave us the great invention of windshield wipers?
Well, let's see. It had to be a state in the east where it rained a lot. How about Delaware?
Alabama.
Alabama?
Alabama gave us another surprising one. Arkansas brought us the modern toothbrush.
Really? That's hard to believe, isn't
well,
it?
Well, no. That's why it's not called the teeth brush.
Funny.
Thank you. That. Thank you very much. Colorado gave us the Barbie doll. Georgia, anesthesia. Hawaii, surfing, of course. Idaho, television. Indiana, the refrigerator.
Wait a minute. Idaho brought us television?
Mm-hmm. Idaho, the television was invented in Idaho. The refrigerator in Indiana. Sliced bread comes from Iowa. Kansas. The Slurpee, chewing gum from Kentucky. Louisiana, the microscope.
Chewing gum came from Kentucky?
Wow. It doesn't take much to impress you, does it?
Well, I just you don't think of these places as being...
basketball comes from Massachusetts.
Yeah.
Michigan developed the stop sign.
Okay.
Which I was driving the other day, and I saw the city of Antigo.
Uh-huh.
Why didn't they just name that town Stop?
You got a lot of stop signs in Antigo?
Lot. Oh, yeah. Lot.
But you get what I'm saying? Antigo? Antigo? Stop.
I didn't
All right.
get that.
No, I didn't either.
Minnesota brought us the stapler. Ooh, this one's important for you, Tom.
Yeah.
Mississippi gave us the antifungal cream. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Nebraska for Kool-Aid.
Is that the one that you would use if you're just holding down the couch?
A lot of steamy nights in those Mississippi swamps.
It's all over.
Oregon brought us the computer mouse. South Carolina, the submarine. South Dakota, the cyclotron, which is a particle accelerator. Tennessee, the tow truck. Texas, the typewriter. The electric motors from Vermont. Camouflage from Virginia. Washington, Pictionary. West Virginia, the steamboat. And Wyoming, the world's first national park, Yellowstone, in 1872. Congratulations for all of you. Anything else?
Well, there's some weird things there that,
you know, what's interesting is it brings to mind the things that happen in our everyday life that you take for granted. It's like, all right, think about chewing gum for a second. And I know this is going to sound, but how did that come about? How did somebody decide, you know what I'd like? I'd like some kind of rubbery mass to put in my face and chew it for a while and then spit it out after the flavor leaves. Where do you come up with that idea?
Hand, old Lurvy on the farm there is chewing those corn stalks, and it looks disgusting.
Yeah.
We got to get him something better.
It's like, dude, your breath is tart. I got to get you something. Here, Tic Tacs aren't going to be around for a while. Chew on this. And if I'm not mistaken, I believe chewing gum has been around almost since the dawn of history. There's something that tells me.
So then we can't say that it was invented in the state of Kentucky.
Well, I think there was a derivative.
Chinese, if the Chinese were chewing it, you know, a thousand years ago.
I think a derivative of chewing gum has been around forever, but I think it was the Kentuckians that perfected it to where it's, I'm done with my bourbon. Let's have some gum. What is tomorrow, gentlemen?
Tomorrow's Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
Tomorrow's April Fool's Day.
Yes, of course. Tomorrow's April Fool's Day.
Now, wait a minute. We should take a moment to review this.
Yeah.
There are some radio pranks that are no longer allowed.
Like what?
The DJ gets on the air and says, hey, we've got $100,000 here for the 10th caller.
And they give away a candy bar.
Not allowed anymore.
Yeah, there was a...
Station got fined like you wouldn't believe by the Federal Communications Commission.
Told a woman that whatever, she would get a Toyota. And when she won, they gave her a Yoda figure, a doll, a toy
Yoda.
She sued, and she won. So, yeah, there's a lot of things that we can't do.
They've taken the fun out of April Fool's Day.
Damn government.
Hey, Justin Bieber concert on the 400 block. Line up for tickets now.
We can't do that. There are things like that we can't say.
And yet the City Pages continues to do their cover every year. Did you catch the cover last week, City Pages?
No.
Every year on April Fool's Day, they do a fake cover. Do a fake story on the cover.
Well, they're not regulated by the people that regulate us.
Right.
This week was Marathon County or one of the local municipalities is hiring a cat whisperer.
That's actually pretty clever.
The first one was pretty good because we weren't expecting it. Now we expect it. But the first one, I believe the first one was... Rib Mountain is a dormant volcano. And everybody's going, holy crap, really?
Hey, listen, with all the seismic activity
going on in
California and in Yellowstone, listen, you know, everybody's like, oh, it's just the earthquake. Listen, there's a handful of earthquakes in L.A., and now in Yellowstone, the earth is stretching.
Well, in California, this is getting serious. I'm willing to bet that in the next few years, and I'll make the prediction that within our lifetime, the big one is coming and California is going to cleave off from the rest of the United States. The coast will be in San Bernardino.
Good.
L.A., Hollywood.
Good. You know what I'm going to do?
San Francisco, they're going to be gone.
I'm going to go to Scottsdale and buy some beachfront
perfect. There you go.
Beachfront property. CBS.
Guys that have been promising their wife that the big one's been coming for years.
CBS News just released the results of a new survey for tomorrow, and one of every four people say they're planning to pull some kind of prank. In 2010, 33% of us did something like that. 61% say they've pulled some kind of April Fool's prank in the past.
I don't know. What were some of the good ones we've talked about in the past that Taco Bell was going to use the Liberty Bell as their
ticked a lot of people off. That got some people seriously upset. Yeah, there's been some good ones. And then some of them are really lame as well. So you got to be very careful about that. All right. One of the things that we have done that I want to make sure everybody understands is in the next coming segment, we are trying our... No, it's too important. Let's do it right now. We have tried to get on to the Obamacare helpline.
Oh, here we go.
The deadline is tonight at midnight. We've tried very, very hard to get into it, and we've run into some problems. These are some things that you may run into as well. Now, take solace, because while you may have problems on the phone with the Obamacare hotline, when we come back, you're going to want to get really snuggly to your phone, because there may be an opportunity for you to win something really nice. And I mean really nice.
Welcome to the Affordable Care Act, also known as Obamacare, automated helpline. To continue in English, press 1. If you are hearing impaired, press 2!
Okay, geez.
If you are dyslexic, ilst erpt nevis.
Wait, what?
If you are suffering from obsessive compulsive disorder, please press 1. 47 times.
Really?
If you are paranoid schizophrenic, our operators are standing right behind you.
Oh, geez. Ew.
If you are experiencing severe swelling of the hands and feet, please press all keys at once.
This is ridiculous.
If you'd like to speak with a navigator, press 8.
Oh, finally, now we're getting somewhere. For crying out loud, hello!
The Wisconsin Morning News on AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.